Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome back to Should I Delete That? I'm Alex Light.
I'm Em Clarkson. We have so much to talk about.
We have so much to talk about.
No foreplay, let's go. No,
okay, straight in. Except I don't actually know where to start. So much to talk about.
Last Thursday, in Is It Just Me's episode, if you missed it, we talked about how Finn is back. We talked about Ozempic. We talked about the kind of like rights that people, particularly in the public eye, have to lose weight. And we asked at the end of the trailer whether if Alex decided that she was going to take us on a weight loss journey, you'd all hate her. And the feedback has been massive.
Like, massive.
We've never had like emails like this.
Do you know what? I wanted to start by reading out an email that I think is really important to acknowledge. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi, Alex and Em. Just listened to your recent podcast episode discussing Ozempic. And I appreciate you asking for listener input because I'd love to chime in with some thoughts. As someone who has been diagnosed with PCOS for over 15 years, I've struggled throughout my life with persistent weight gain and metabolic issues leading to obesity. Most women with PCOS face similar challenges, including insulin resistance, obesity, infertility to name a few, often leading to diabetes if unmanaged. Recently, my blood work hinted at prediabetes and the only solution offered by my consultant was for me to lose weight. It's frustrating as managing PCOS isn't as simple as eat less, move more. Most of us are trying to do this and are still consistently gaining weight regardless. I recently started taking Mounjaro, a GLP-1 med, which has been a game changer for me. It's like, have you heard of Mounjaro? Mm-hmm. It's like an updated version of Ozempic. It's got even like better results for weight loss than Ozempic, but it's essentially the same thing because it's GLP-1 med. The media often demonises these meds, labelling them as cheating or perpetuating unattainable standards. But obesity is a complex medical condition influenced by genetic, environmental and hormonal factors, and for many, lifestyle changes alone aren't enough. GLP-1 meds stabilise hormone imbalances that many women like me face. They're not a quick fix, but they're a tool to improve long-term health. Why shouldn't we be empowered to utilise them? I've personally been really conflicted about what I'll say when people start to notice my weight loss and ask how I've done it. I literally couldn't have done it without these meds, but I don't have the energy to have to defend myself every time I explain to people that I've had to take a GLP-1 medication to get here because their heads are filled with negative stigma fueled by the media. I completely appreciate the concerns, but let's not forget the rigorous research backing these medications' safety and efficacy. Every single medication comes with side effects. Just look at contraceptive pills, for example, and the barrage of negative side effects that come along with these. We don't call women out for continuing to take these. Sorry for the essay. I just wanted to offer a different perspective to balance out the negative. Maybe a future episode could dive into the science behind these meds and debunk some myths. Keep up the great work.
I think that's a really good idea for a future episode.
It's such a good idea. Let's do it.
And I also, like, it really kind of, like, slapped me back to be like, you've got the fuck... Who the fuck am I to judge? Like, because I... she's right. Who am I to tell you what you can't do? Who's any of us?
It's so true, because we're like, we live in this world like set up for slim people.
Yeah.
And when people aren't slim, we say to them, lose weight and you can afford the same benefits as slim people can, like fertility help and medication and surgery even. And then when it comes to like something that they're offered that's going to help them do that, then we're like, bad. That's so disgusting that you would take that. Like, of course people are going to take it, and I have no doubt that it works. I mean, it does work well for a lot of people.
But
it's
I'm
been
really,
a game changer.
And I'm really struck by how she said that she's already worrying about like how she's gonna defend it. And I'm drawing a parallel, and it's a bit of a stretch and perhaps not appropriate, but looking at like tweakments and the kind of conversation that we had with Ellen Atlanta in an episode, a Monday episode a little while ago. And it's like, you've set the world up, you have this unobtainable beauty standard. Women make their decision for whatever reason. And honestly, like, the overwhelming feeling like of my feminism is that women should feel empowered to make whatever decision they want, right? Yeah. Whether that be filler or a new nose or Ozempic or whatever. And it's such an inevitable and rational reaction that we do want to change our bodies. And it's so unfair then that we demonize women, because it's always women, who have got there via a means that we judge for no other reason other than that it's easier than women should have it. Like,
right, we feel like people are taking an easy way out. They're like cheating somehow.
People don't want women to have an
easy
time.
Except we have like decades and decades of research that says that diets do not work. And people refute this all the time, but it's true that if you're looking at long-term sustainable weight loss, diets do not work for the vast, vast majority of people.
Yeah.
Almost 100% of people, because it's really hard. There's like metabolic issues at play, and there's like evolutionary issues at play. Like, our bodies physically don't want us to lose weight. It's part of our evolution that we're not supposed to lose weight. It's not good for us. And if eat less, move more, we're a very doable, you know, viable thing, then everyone would be thin.
But also, even if it worked in theory, right? Okay, so you do get gym bros all the time, and it's like, well, it's a calorie deficit, it's a calorie. Yes.
I hear that term one more time.
The thing is, though, they're not wrong, right? If you go into a calorie deficit for a long time, you will inevitably, at some point, change physiologically. However, if the advice worked, and this is like the difference, it's like, it's not necessarily the diet itself, it's the rhetoric around it. It's so much more complex than just to say this very simple X plus X equals Y. It's not that, because all data shows that for whatever reason, it's not working. It doesn't mean that the formula's broken, because yes, a calorie deficit in theory works, but there are so many factors, mental health, accessibility, cost, like a million things that get in the way, and we don't take any of that seriously. And it's like, particularly for women, although to be honest this happens because plus size men are treated just as badly in my opinion, it's like, that should be your priority. Like, how we can't comprehend that anything, your children, your career, your mental health, your happiness, your family, your sick parents, your dog, anything could be more important as a priority to you than being thin. And it's so jarring for the world to just see somebody not being and being like, because of a perfectly valid excuse, not that you have to have an excuse.
Right. But it frustrates me so much. It goes back to, again, like people not being able to comprehend or understand something that's outside of their lived experience. So there's a guy who's never had a problem with his weight ever. He's always been a very slim person, never had to work at it. Okay, goes to the gym, but like, it's easy. It comes naturally to him.
He enjoys it.
Also, probably doesn't have kids, and it's quite like, he's got spare time.
And he never enjoys it. If you hate the gym, going to the gym is the worst thing in the world.
Right.
Like, why would you do it?
But then to not listen to people who are saying, and I guess we're going off track here, we're digressing, but to listen to people who are saying to them, calorie deficit doesn't work for me. Calories in versus calories out is not doing it. I'm still at a weight that I don't want to be at. It's complicated. It's so complicated. And I just think we need to like listen to people. And I don't want this. I totally understand what this girl is saying who wrote in, and she's right. And I hope that what we said in last week's episode wasn't like shaming people who are taking it, because I don't want that to be what comes from this conversation, because like, I genuinely have zero judgment to anyone taking that drug.
Me neither.
Zero judgment.
Me neither. I think I have my own stuff to unpick with it, because I do know people that are taking it. And I suppose...
Do you?
I do. And I suppose I recently found out about a friend who's about to take it, who, in my opinion, has no need to.
Right.
But that's not my fucking business. And I had to sit in the car on the way home and be like, not my business.
Yeah.
And I have to really check myself on that. But I think there has to be space within this conversation for two things to be true. And that's that, of course, anybody is entitled to do anything. In the same way, actually, that you are entitled to take booty and those laxatives and any of that shit that, you know, that came before yeah. this. The I guess we also have to have a critical eye on the society that's monetizing the vulnerability and that is making Ozempic and its competitors the most like coveted thing, because yes, individually people have a right to take it and enjoy the benefits and all of that, but I guess it's the like why and yes, there may be health reasons as are documented here, but I guess in lots of cases, as we see in Hollywood or whatever, or you know, we've just coming out the Met Gala and we have to talk about that.
Definitely. What I will say is, just very quickly, is that I would love for the administration, I'd like to administer something, is that what?
Yeah.
Okay.
The administrators.
I'd love for the distribution of Ozempic to be controlled better than, you know, better than it is now, because right now you can do an online consultation and it arrives at your house the next day.
I see.
It should be
a
physical in-person consultation where the doctor or the physician can assess the person's like mental health and check for any background, you know, illness, eating disorders, essentially. So I think that's what I would like to see more of, more rigorous like guidelines in place before people get the drug. Because it's going to end up in the wrong hand. It already is in the wrong hands.
Well, I mean, I think that's the thing as well. And even thinking about like policing the Kardashians, for example, you think, and it's a horrible thing to say, but it's also a reality. If this celebrity wants to be thin, they'll find a way. They'll find a way. And if it's not this, it's something else. And if it's not something else, it's something else. And so perhaps you're right. We try and focus instead on like, rather than removing it or whatever, it's you focus on safeguarding the access.
And the speaking people. Of the Kardashians, I had a day yesterday.
Yeah, you had a day. We've had a week.
We've had a week.
If we haven't been replying to you on Instagram, it's because everybody's being horrible to us.
Because I'm in a fucking spiral. It's like that meme, I'm going into a spiral. Does anyone want anything? I love that so much.
Okay, tell the listeners what's happened.
The Met Gala happened. Kim Kardashian wore John Galliano. No, sorry, Maison Margiela. I can't remember.
Maison Margiela.
And she was wearing like a metal corset and her waist was like possibly the size of my hand.
Literally smaller than my thigh. I was looking at my thigh for so long.
Easily. It was like...
Calf.
It was like...
It was nothing.
Fist size. Nothing. Absolutely tiny. Like, crazy. And then I saw a lot of people do posts and articles on, like, she's setting unrealistic beauty standards yet again. Like... And so Grazia came to me about writing an article for it. And I said, I would love to, but I want to take a different approach to it rather than she's setting unrealistic beauty standards. I'd rather talk about how, like, we need to start, like, putting those to one side and not looking at celebrities as, like, putting them on pedestals and, like, letting them guide our beauty standards. We need to, like, go back to just appreciating our bodies exactly as they are, because that's, like, the cool thing, right? The post went out and I think the headline of the post didn't necessarily tell the full picture.
No.
and people were triggered and it was like a knee-jerk reaction and I was just flooded with comments and DMs, people like, you just love bashing the Kardashians. And to be fair, I have to say that I have talked a lot about the Kardashians because I do work around body image and they have like dictated body image and beauty standards for a long time. I think it's important that we have to talk about them anyway. I got a lot of flack for it. And I was like, guys, please read the article. If anything, I'm almost like defending her. I'm saying she's also a product of her own environment. And like, she's not the only one who was, had a tiny waist on the Met Gala red carpet. Like celebrities are looking thinner than ever. And it's like, it's a coincidental timing that like it's as Ozempic booms, again, not judging them, but like, it's just, you know, there's tons of them that are looking thin. Anyway, there was a lot of triggered. I was like, oh, Fuck. I was like, take it down. I want to take it down. And then I was like, no, I can't do this every time. Like, every time my toad like dips in hot water, I'm like, ah, run.
Put me out. It's there's nothing worse than being misunderstood, is there?
No, I hate it.
It's so annoying.
It triggers me so much.
I know, you just got to let them be wrong and it's so annoying. I know.
Do you know what? I can, but give me like 7 hours. Give me, like, after 7 hours.
Person I know.
I started ignoring the comments, but at the first I was like, no, you haven't read the article.
I know, I was looking at your comments going, please read the article. I was like, oh, there's too many pleases. It's desperate.
Please, I need you to understand me. I can't be misunderstood.
No, I get it. It's so frustrating. But also, I mean, well, yeah, I was going to make I made a post years ago. And it's like me sitting down. So literally, I think that's during COVID. And I'm sitting down and I had, because it was a time when I think Kendall was so thin. And this like photo of her.
That.
And I think it was Photoshop because she was like the longest, thinnest, whatever.
Yes.
And the internet went mad for it. And I was like sitting down, not being so thin, with my hand up. And she and I Photoshopped her to like be in my hand. And it basically just said like other women's bodies are none of your business. And not to say like, not to be critical, just to say, like, don't let her affect you. What she looks like is nothing to do with you. You don't need to include yourself in her narrative. Like, you're not in competition. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I couldn't be fucked to do the same again yesterday because I was thinking about it and I was just like, but people are going to tell me that it is our business and people are going to bring up this and then they're going to say, well, what, right? I was like, oh my God, the internet's gone mad.
But I don't know if you saw in the comments because so many people were like, you just love attacking the Kardashians. Leave her alone. She's done nothing to you. And then other people were like, why aren't you attacking her? Why aren't you holding her responsible for setting these beauty standards?
Why aren't you making everybody happy, Alex?
I was like, can you see this? Like, I can't win. Leave me alone.
I mean, ridiculously tiny waist aside.
Yeah.
She looked ridiculous. Like, she looked so good. That dress was unreal. Like, art. I mean, not like she's so beautiful because she's thin. Like, the couture, the art. Everyone, like, we didn't talk about art.
Okay, can I say something that I don't know? This probably goes against everything we talk about, but I want to say something that's absolutely nothing to do with her body or the way she looked, but that cardigan was so bubbly.
I didn't understand the cardigan, except people were speculating that maybe the dress got damaged. I thought the card, and that was why she
I thought
was,
maybe it didn't zip up, yeah. Or like
people
it wasn't,
were saying that maybe she had a lot of like back fat because of the corset.
And that's a good point, yeah.
Because that stuff had
so
to go somewhere.
Bubbly.
I liked it. I loved that. I thought, good, a cardigan's back in. Good.
I did like it, but I was confused. I was like,
confused.
I mean, obviously it's supposed to be bubbly because she wouldn't, like, she's immaculate.
Yeah.
Everything's so meticulous. She wouldn't have done that if it wasn't
deliberate.
But it was so bubbly. Yeah. And I was like, my mum tells me off for wearing things like that.
What, have you got a lint roller?
My mum tells me off for wearing things like that to the supermarket, never mind on the red carpet, the red
Met Gala.
Gala red carpet.
Can I ask, why did they do the Met Gala on the stairs? None of those women can get upstairs.
I don't know.
In those dresses.
I know, but
they've
I
love been carrying upstairs.
What's her name?
Do it flat.
Tyler or something. She literally had to get
just
carried.
Just do a gentle slope.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
No, should we talk about the Met Gala some more?
Oh, shall we?
Okay, yeah. I like the Jean Paul Gaultier inspired one that just looked like a bodies. I mean, she was so thin, but then no one gave her a hard time. I don't know. I never know who anyone is. I like the outfit.
Emrata was pretty much naked.
Oh my God, this is what I wanted to talk about.
First of all,
I thought she looked fantastic. Like, dress was stunning.
Yeah.
Figure's obviously ridiculous. But the Daily Mail ran, forgive me.
Go on, of course
they
did.
The Daily Mail ran a headline, but it was just, it's so indicative of like the kind of place that we're at. And they've always done this, you know, the best, worst dress shit, which I hate. But it's just like, is this what we're reduced to? Like these nearly naked starlets, like, and they showed Emrata, who looked like, it was like fashion art. Like she looked unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Rita Ora, whose dress I wouldn't have worn it.
I liked her makeup, Rita Ora.
Yeah, that feels like you didn't like her dress.
Didn't love her dress. I did like her makeup, though. I did like her makeup, but I thought her hair was quite cool.
Yeah, no, she looked... I mean, yeah, it was you know, it's... This is the thing about fashion, is it's so subjective. And I was so annoyed at this, like, oh, they're all nearly naked. I'm like, oh, fuck off. Leave her be.
Leave her be. Also, like, the Met Gala red carpet, like, you're supposed to be controversial.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be talked about.
Yeah.
It's not like the Oscars. You're not supposed to show up looking, like, pristine and pretty.
It's a theme.
It's fun. Also, like, you get to experiment and, like, go wild. Like, I would love to do that.
Would you, though?
No, probably not. I would be stuck. I'd be like, what the fuck am I going to do? And I'd end up feeling ridiculous.
Yeah.
They'd, like, take me home.
I'm not getting out of the car.
Yeah.
Just to close the door. I'm not going to go. Just drive by. I don't know. I'm getting so annoyed. And we are going to talk about the bear situation in Monday's episode, so hang in there.
Man v bear
or M versus man, as it's like ended up. M and bear versus man. I hate to mock myself the third person, that was so naughty.
Ew.
M versus
ick.
Me versus men. Anyway, so many men so annoyed at the Met Gala, like, oh, these women, like, nearly, like, oh, leave something to the imagination. Why?
Was it a man writing that?
Probably, but it's always, leave something to the imagination. Oh, like, why are you so attention-seeking? I'm like, why?
She's not doing it for you.
And why do you care? These men have been buying porno since they were literally 11 years old. They have coveted and sought out, dreamt about, imagined, fantasised about naked women their whole lives. And it strikes me as really frightening that it seems to be only when it's on their terms that they can stand it. Because when these women are doing it for other women and for fashion and for empowerment, they cannot fucking bear it. And it's like, is it because in your little subconscious you are demeaning them and you are undermining them and you are thinking that you are somehow more powerful than them because you are able to sexualize them? And when they sexualize themselves, you can't bear it. You get all stressed out because you're pathetic.
I love, like, the idea that Emma Ross is sitting at home being like, I was going to wear that, but actually that man's imagination, I've taken too much away from him. And poor him. He's got nothing to imagine.
No.
Must cover up. Must do better.
It's so
do better.
Fucking transparent. It makes me a bit despairy that it's just like the men hate it, the women are everybody's judging everything all the time.
I thought it was just really cool to look at all the dress. I love it. It's my favourite red carpet.
And going through TikTok when it's just like just loads of like fabulous young men like annihilating and appraising the looks.
Yeah.
And I'll love something and they'll just be like tragic and I'm like, what? Why? And I don't understand it and I love it.
And then when you like you think, oh, this one's really good, and then they agree with you that this one's really good, you're like, oh, get me. Like,
call me Anna Wintour.
I'm a fashionista.
Exactly. Actually, you know what? They're not really annihilating it because I do feel like all the kind of like girls in the gays are kind of doing it with so much more warmth. And it's just like, love you, honey, but this isn't your best work.
I agree.
And it's like, we're not annihilating the woman, we're just...
Yeah.
We don't
it's
love the
look.
We don't love the look.
Yeah.
And I like that we can separate. And I do feel like the Met's quite good for that. People are able to separate the person from the look.
But again, I feel like it's people, not necessarily like the people attending aren't trying to look like their best.
Yeah.
Like another red carpet. Like they're trying to get people talking. It's supposed to be like a talking point. So it doesn't matter
works.
That it's like that some people don't like the looks. But
Do you think Kim did take a rib out? No, probably not. Probably not.
I don't know.
She's so fucking thin. Bless her.
It's a lot. Like, it's a lot thin.
Really interested to know.
Good grammar.
That, like, if I could find a corseter, like, what is actually capable? Do you know what I mean?
Because I do think, like, where are her organs there?
I don't know. That's what I mean.
I don't know anatomy very well, but, like, in that part there...
You've got kidney? Which is huge. Two of them.
But they're further down, right? They're at the back.
They're
in your
back.
You've
got livers. You've got your appendix.
You've got your heart. No, heart's further up.
Heart's further up.
Stomach.
And your intestine. And you know, if you roll out your intestine, it goes like the length of a country or something deranged.
I thought. No.
I thought I'd exaggerated.
Shall I see what it is quickly? Right.
If your intestines went around the world, you'd be enormous.
Rolled out. Do you think?
Okay. You'd be the size of a building.
Intestines laid out, size of what?
You'd be so small.
Oh my God! Listen to this. Oh, I'm embarrassed for both of us. Mainly me, but both of us also. Right, the total surface area of your intestines is about half the size of a badminton court. Oh my God, it's nothing. That's pathetic. Did you say country?
You said what? That's way further.
Shame on us.
A badminton court's fucking tiny. Does a badminton court even have another side?
It's 15 foot in length. That's like
no,
two people.
I distinctly remember a school assembly three where people. Somebody said the length of the country and it was a teacher.
I heard the world once. Maybe. Okay, well, that's embarrassing. Fail.
Okay, so she probably could have fit her intestines in there if it was only the size of a badminton court.
I knew that we were only going to get through one of these emails today. And well, I'm so annoyed because there are so many good ones.
I thought it was really interesting because the comments on the original post. So obviously we did the episode and then we made a trailer. And obviously the trailers never tell the full story. So we actually, I don't know, the emails were amazing because it's kind of all the context. But I think it is interesting. And I think overwhelmingly people felt that we have a responsibility to be happy. And we don't owe anybody anything. But that basically everyone would unfollow you, Alex, if you started to lose weight, and they'd all be very disappointed in you and they'd be allowed to be.
Definitely. I actually think this email sums it up quite well.
Let's finish it off with some emails because I think we clearly don't have a fucking clue what we're talking about with our intestines.
I think this
badminton court.
This one is good, right. Documenting a weight change, particularly with a focus on loss rather than continuing to promote loving your body, means the rhetoric has shifted, and it would seem it's shifted into something that we've already identified can be problematic. As a community of women, I think we've been coming to an agreement that loving our bodies and aiming for physical, emotional and mental health, love that, is so much more important than focusing on the way we look.
Yes.
Bravo. So if someone chooses to regularly run for the next 6 months, perhaps for a race or because it's summer, which affects the way their body looks, or chooses to run less for the next 6 months to focus more on yoga and mindfulness, perhaps during the winter or because they can go with a friend, this also affects the way they look, their body looks. Or chooses to eat healthily, or chooses to eat out every night of the week, or has a week off work to lay in the sun and drink cocktails, or takes a weekend to lie in bed, or quite literally any multitude of things that could affect the way she looks, then it would be great if the focus was on how she loves her body, mind, for being able to support her in doing these things, and perhaps not the impact it's having on the way she looks on her weight.
I love that woman. I love the way she's spoken. I just feel like
really
she...
Really nice.
I bet you she really celebrates all of her friends.
I bullsed her up with the execution, but yeah.
You did, yeah, but no, I feel like... She's really happy for all of her friends.
Yeah.
I bet you she's a really good friend. Like,
do
I just
think?
Yeah. Oh, no, I have no doubt. Like, the same there about like having a week off, and I'm like, I want to be your friend. I want to go to yoga with you. I want to go running with you.
Yeah.
I just want to be your friend.
She finishes off, what do you guys think? I hope it doesn't sound like policing what people do, but more about continuing to promote loving our bodies and choices without having to comment on the effect that it has on the way we look / our weight.
I actually really agree. I have one friend and she means so well by it, but if I ever say anything to her about my body, or you know, anyone makes any passing, and it's always been this way, you make any passing comment about whatever, and she immediately cuts it down. No, you don't need to do that. You don't need to. Why do you need to do that?
Yeah.
And I get the intention is really, really positive.
Yeah.
But actually, it sounds like what that girl's doing, and what I'm hoping that we're able to do more of, is give space for people's feelings within their bodies and within. Because you don't. I don't know. I think that can feel like kind of a difficult situation where you want to say, like, oh, I feel a bit insecure. I feel like I don't look my best in this outfit, or I feel like. Whatever it is, and then you get the kind of like, no, you look great. I've seen so many videos of like plus size women who say this happens all the time, where they say I feel fat, and people go, no, but you're beautiful. You look beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
As if the two things. And I think that email and something that I'm seeing in this conversation is great. Is a lot of like compassion towards people's wants for their bodies, which, as we talked about with the first email, you're completely entitled to.
And I guess just having a more neutral approach to people's bodies, like your friends' bodies and stuff, and just not giving a shit about the way they look.
Yeah, and giving them space to give a shit though.
Yeah.
You don't have to give a shit, but it's nice to give them space to give a shit if they need to.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's it. Because if you always shoot the conversation, which I get, it's really difficult because
it's hard.
You don't want to be indulging it all the time. Going, okay, what are we doing? Like, are we gonna, you know? But
yeah. But then I guess also allowing them to like talk about how they feel shit without necessarily encouraging them to like do something about it.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, well, why don't we go to the gym? Like, no, not all that stuff.
No.
Just be like, okay, you feel shit. Like, let's talk about it.
Would you like to do something that makes you feel happier?
Yeah.
Would you like to go and do something?
Yeah. How can we cheer you up?
How can we get you feeling good today?
Yeah.
What can we do that's got nothing to do with your body? Let's go find a waltzer. I would love someone to take me on a waltzer when I felt sad.
Me too.
Wouldn't that be such a good...
Yeah. A slow one, but yeah.
Don't. Although my worst nightmare is genuinely, you know when people come and they spin it? I'm like, what happens if I come unconnected and I just dong, 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 like a skimming stone across the fairground? I take out loads of people
death.
And they all die.
Instant death.
I don't think so. I'd skim.
I don't want to try it.
But I'd kill so many people on the way. I know. I think about it. It's my intrusive thought every time I'm
That's
on the waltzer.
That's why you need a slow one. And then you can just like come to a very
like
slow
a teacup.
do stop. And then you're fine. Last one, very quickly. Hi girls, after listening to your episode on whether body positive influencers have the right to switch it up and broadcast their weight loss, I thought I'd weigh in, pardon the pun. For me, it comes down to, yes, they have a right to do that, whilst also accepting that their followers have a right to be disappointed and or unfollow them. No one owes anybody anything, so people should be allowed to do what they want with their own life. This isn't me saying that they should be open to being ridiculed, but the individual would have to accept that the following they've built, based on the opposite notion, will not agree. Mm-hmm. I agree that I feel that it's morally wrong, but that doesn't mean that they shouldn't do what they want to do. It's their life. Yeah.
I agree. And we all have different morals.
I think that's where we land, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much where we land. Yeah.
But we're all so deranged and entitled, to be honest, that I don't know if it's where, like, it's where we land in theory, but I don't know if it's where, it's like where we want to land, but then...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's something we actually need to actively try and do. Like, I think, you know, within implementing sort of like our self-love journeys and all of this complexity into our lives, I actually feel like it's like a considerable effort. Like, we have to
100%
put into it. It's no good just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just chilling.
And we talk about this stuff so much. Day in, like week in, week out, we talk about this stuff. And I uncover like a million blind spots in myself, like all the time, that I'm like rolling my eyes at people and I'm like, wait, hang on.
Yeah.
Like, why am I rolling my eyes at them? Like, I don't know. I agree with you that this is like an ongoing thing where we have to be very conscious, I think, conscious about it.
Yeah.
But in theory, yes, that's where we land.
As a physiological trait, I think the fact that humans have blind spots, literally speaking, not metaphorically, is incredibly dangerous and I don't understand it. Like, when we're driving, we have blind spots. We shouldn't have those.
I have a question.
Evolutionarily, we should have them.
Scared to ask this because... Okay. Do you check your blind spot on the motorway before you change lanes? As in, do you turn behind
comment.
You? Okay.
No comment.
Because I do. That's how I was taught, that you have to physically turn your head around and check that there's no one in
Safety
your blind
Susan.
Spot.
Yeah.
That's how I was taught. But Dave, okay, he's a bit older than me, but not that much older. He was taught that doing that is actually dangerous.
Okay, so good. And
what's the answer?
Okay, so I don't, but my car has a sensor for when there's something in your blind spot.
That's clever.
I know. I don't trust it completely, because I think I'd be a fool to trust it completely.
Never trust anyone.
Never trust anything completely, apart from my husband, because I can't bother not to. sounds like a lot of effort being jealous. I am, maybe, right now. But when it flashes orange to say car there, then I don't pull out, obviously, and then I wait and I keep checking my mirror. I don't turn my whole neck.
Okay.
I just keep checking the mirror, both mirrors. Until it's safe.
Do you know what? There are, this sounds like a humble brag, but there are thousands of people listening to this. It's not such a brag. But there's got to be a driving instructor in there.
Well, I don't want to know if I'm doing it wrong.
Please, can you write in, if you're a driving instructor and you're like fully qualified, I don't know, and up to date with your knowledge, and let us know what's the actual real answer. Thanks. Okay, we really need to go.
Okay. Well, this has been... Oh, I'm loving these topical Is It
me
Just Me's.
Too.
I hope you guys are too.
We'd love suggestions.
Yeah, honestly, anything that is coming up, we just, as a general rule, so you know our schedule, we do these on a Wednesday. So if there's stuff happening, DM us, send it to the pod, emails at shouldidelatethatpod@gmail.com, find us on Instagram at shouldidelatethat, and send us... kind of, if there's anything topical that you want us to discuss, if you've got any feedback from today's episode, only positive, please, unless it's about my blind spot, in which case, fair enough. get in touch, and yeah, we're going to be here on Monday discussing the bear.
Man v bear.
MV man. I hate myself. All right, guys, love you loads.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? It's part of the Acast Creator Network.